Welcome to WDOT News, and here we are with World News with Blacker.
An earthquake in Turkey and Syria caused mass destruction. The Turkish earthquake split an airport runway in half, forcing an immediate shutdown of all operations. The earthquake in Syria measured 7.8 on the Richter scale, with the Turkish earthquakes measuring 7.6 and 6.0. These combined earthquakes have a currently reported death toll of 2,400. Italy fights for more funds to be given to Africa to slow down the amount of irregular immigration currently taking place. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni will ask European Union peers this week to give more money to Africa and create European humanitarian corridors. This includes a Pact for Africa, which will help increase the investment in education, training, business, and jobs around the world's poorest continent. Putin states Russia is ready to aid Syria and Turkey after the earthquake. Russia has strong relations with both presidents of Turkey and Syria. Putin had this to say about the earthquakes. Please accept my deep condolences on the numerous human casualties and large-scale destruction caused by a powerful earthquake in your country. Now, it's Bieberman with National News.
3 days ago, a spy balloon the size of three school buses was sent from China to the U.S. Sources tell me that the balloon was used to seek and monitor sensitive military sites within the U.S. With growing outcries on social media about the balloon hovering from state to state, it was shot down by the U.S. forces off the coast of South Carolina yesterday. Heading to Massachusetts, a 200-pound statue of the popular DreamWorks character Shrek has gone missing. According to law enforcement, the green and white ogre went missing today, February 6. It was stolen from its swamp, leaving another statue of a dragon feeling, quote, lonely. If you have any information about the whereabouts of our beloved ogre, please contact authorities. Just yesterday in Philadelphia, a bus driver is being hailed a hero after saving a woman from a carjacking. Chris DeShields has been a driver for SEPTA for 17 years, driving the same route every week. Just yesterday, on his way back home around 10:40 p.m., he saw a woman being targeted by two muggers. After she handed over the keys to the criminals, DeShields quickly sprung into action and rammed his car into the stolen one, blocking their path. What a hero. Now, heading to local news with Dijek.
37 fire departments rushed to the scene of a massive blaze that tore through a medical office building on Long Island Saturday evening, February 4th. It is not yet known to the cause of this event. Due to strong winds, there was a massive outage across all of Long Island, which left many families without power throughout Friday and Saturday. Family with autistic child has been granted rights to put a fence in their yard. This procedure costs time, money, and most importantly, the love to protect their daughter and keep her safe. Powerball jackpot increases in size due to there being no winners drawn on Saturday night. The country is on edge since there has yet to be a winner. This is now Owen with sports.
With Indiana. The Chiefs and Eagles both arrive in Phoenix as preparations for Super Bowl 57 continue. The Kansas City Chiefs place wide receiver Mecole Hardman on IR and activate running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The 1.5-point favorite Philadelphia Eagles are healthy and certainly ready for Andy Reid's revenge tour this Sunday. The NFL also held its first flag football games in the newly revamped Pro Bowl. The NFC, coached by Eli Manning, triumphed over his brother Peyton Manning in the AFC. Tom Brady announces he will begin his career with Fox Sports in 2024, and baseball is just a few weeks away, and the MLB regular season starting on March 30th. The defending champion Houston Astros look to defend their title, but this season without their star ace pitcher Justin Verlander, who is going to be making his Mets debut this season. And now Abigail with entertainment.
The creator of the CBD spinoff, Velma, Mindy Kaling, responds to the freakout for making her main character Velma South Asian, saying that if a dog can solve crime, Velma can be brown. Now with weather with Jana.
It is currently 48 degrees in Port Washington, New York today, rising from an average morning temperature of 43 degrees. The low
today will be 29 degrees and the high will be 51. We are just coming out of a wind chill from this past weekend with a current wind speed of 18 miles per hour, making it a perfect day to walk your dog but a bad day to go for a swim. You should expect it to be cloudy this afternoon as the humidity is currently 47 degrees. The sun will be at 5:15 today, the latest it has been in 2023. The moon is currently a full moon, meaning there will probably be high tides this evening as well as $1 Cactus Cafe. Moving to science and technology with Abigail.
People are racing to make diesel engines run on hydrogen. The engineers at the University of New South Wales successfully modified a conventional diesel engine to use a mix of hydrogen and a small amount of diesel. They are claiming their patented tech has cut CO2 emissions by more than 85%. Seen as the most promising next generation solar cell, this technology called PERVOSITE is exactly what Japanese startup Ignotechnologies is trying to develop. They are hoping to market them in 3 to 4 years, but they will be outside, so they would have to make sure they are durable enough. Now with Schreiber News with Bogey.
In Schreiber News, midterms just finished, and it's the start of a second semester. We are approaching February break. Make sure to bring your IDs to school every day, and make sure to order the yearbook as this senior class takes its last semester and goes into college. In business, Google on Monday announced an artificial intelligence chatbot technology called Bard that the company will begin rolling out. Bard will compete directly with rival ChatGPT, an AI service created by OpenAI. CNBC reported that Google is testing some of these features with employees as part of a Code Red plan to respond to ChatGPT. ChatGPT is a popular chatbot backed in part by Microsoft. Now with Offbeat News is Janoff.
A 24-year-old man has been arrested in Dallas for stealing two monkeys named Bella and Finn from the Dallas Zoo. He's been charged with 6 counts of animal cruelty and 2 counts of burglary under the Dallas law. New Mexico has declared roasted chili as one of their state's official scents. New Mexico produces more than 60% of the country's chili pepper crop, and according to a state lawmaker, it's time for everyone to wake up and smell the chili. Finally, a 6-year-old boy in Michigan ordered $1,000 worth of food from Grubhub off his dad's card.
And that's it for the news.